Hi, and welcome to The Language Lie.
A podcast about idioms.
I'm Ingrid.
I'm Casey. An itch.
Cool. I was going to ask how you're doing, but that sounds like a good way to be.
Itchy. Yeah, cool. I'm great. I'm itchy. How you doing?
I'm good. We've entered summer here in Texas. I think we can finally say we got through the door of summer. So we're just going to be itchy and irritable from here on out.
Cool.
Cool.
Until November.
That's our update. Yeah, exactly. So I got an idiom for you today, Casey.
Cool.
As you laughingly texted me earlier and said, it's your turn to research. Ha 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 ha. Like my huge punishment. But I actually had a really good time. So our idiom today is all hat, no cattle.
All hat, no cattle. This is funny. This is very Texas of you.
It's very Texas. As a woman not from Texas, I must say that I had never, ever heard of this before until a friend suggested it as something to research for this podcast. And then I started thinking about it, and perhaps I've heard it over the years, but this is seems like a really Texas idiom. What do you think as a northerner?
I think it's probably any, like, state where there's cowboys.
Aren't there cowboys everywhere?
Delaware?
All those...
Florida?
All those Vermont cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, sure. But I'm thinking, like, the big cowboy states.
Yeah.
The big open plains states.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that aren't Texas, and we get this, like, reputation for cattle raising, but... Or, you know... Whatever, but it's bigger in Wyoming. I don't know. We don't need to have a chat about cowboys or cattle. But do you know what this means, Casey?
All hat, no cattle. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I would assume it's like the boots don't make the man or whatever that one is. Of like pretending to be something that you aren't by... flashy means or by accessorizing in cowboy attire or whatever that is, whatever version of that is for the situation.
I like it. I feel like we get a lot of all hat, no cattle here in Austin, Texas.
Oh my. Yes.
Yeah. Now that South Congress is a shopping mall, an upscale shopping mall.
Gosh, that hat shop on South Congress. I was once at a restaurant for a friend's birthday, and we were all just sitting there, like, having a good time, and I looked over, and there's this couple that was clearly visiting and Instagramming couple, right?
They had these huge... I hate them so much.
They had these huge hats, like, huge, giant hats.
Cowboy hats or, like, the Wilco hat, the...
Whatever that hat shop on South Congress has.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they were more like whatever. Anyway, it was back and forth of them taking pictures of each other, full flash, with these giant hats on that no one wears. No one wears them.
No.
Except for tourists.
I can't tell you the number of times I've actually had this conversation with various Austin friends talking about being irritated with that couple in a restaurant taking pictures of themselves for their Instagram when they are clearly here from, like, no one who lives in this entire state would do that, I don't think. Yeah. Pretty sure even people from Dallas wouldn't do that.
I had a friend, I was telling a friend the story not to take over this episode, but
no, please. And he said, this is now a podcast where we complain about people visiting Austin.
Every third episode we talk about. He was saying that I should have videotaped it because it went on, I'm not even kidding, 20 minutes of this with, like, flash, right? In a nice restaurant. And he said I should have videotaped it and then found out who they were and tagged them.
Like, this is what you look like to other people. Yeah. I just need you to know. That would have been great. What restaurant was it? Just
Eberly?
That is a very annoying place to be taking pictures of yourself.
It's like
in a hat.
Dark and like cocktail-y. And,
mm-hmm. Anyway, also, go ahead. If my grandpa had been there, he would have walked over to both those people and slapped the hats off their heads and been like, you're in a proper restaurant. Take off your hat.
Oh, yeah, you don't wear a hat in a restaurant.
Absolutely you don't. Nobody has any manners. Great. We're done. That's all we needed to say.
All right. Well, email us if you want to talk about anything else.
If you want to complain about any sort of modern atrocities. All hat and no cattle. This is from phrases.org.uk. They say that it's an American expression referring to someone who is all talk but no action. It is also used to describe someone who presents the appearance of something that they aren't. So I feel like, again, we get a lot of this in Austin downtown, people with their cowboy hats. You've never been around a cow. I'm not saying I have, but...
You're not wearing a cowboy hat, so
I'm not wearing a cowboy hat. I don't own one. They go on to say that this sounds American, specifically in the southern states, American, and that's exactly what it is. The origin is that... it's a later variant of the original saying, big hat, no cattle. Mm. The allusion's clearly to a 10-gallon hat, which is the oversized form of a Stetson cowboy hat. I almost went down a lot of rabbit holes about different kinds of cowboy hats and what they're called, because that was this is really interesting. The hats came into use in 1925, although even the largest held nothing like 10 gallons of water. A city slicker, wanting to pass themselves off as a rough, tough cowboy, might wear the hat, but... lay themselves open to the taunt, big hat, no cattle. I think we should start calling people city slickers more, personally.
Okay. That seems discriminatory, but okay.
They also say it's discriminatory to city people?
It just seems... Why do you have to segment them like that? It's okay. Well, people live in cities.
They do. It's true. I guess they're fine as long as they're not trying to pass themselves off as a cowboy. Live in a city all you want. Just own it. Own who you are. Just in general. It's a great rule for life. Cool. Many people associate this phrase with Texas, which is understandable for a phrase that connects cattle and bigness, both closely linked with this state. But they also... cite an Osage Native American tribe in some phrases, which originated in Kentucky.
For the same term, the same variation of the term?
There are some earlier mentions. So they give an example from the Oklahoma News, which is kind of convoluted and I wasn't going to read it, but I will. Seek a clarifying amendment, Mr. President, praise Mrs. Dorothy Thompson. In the mutual stately sayonaras of distinguished columnists, the only holy kiss ever offered this celebrant by Mrs. Thompson was Frankenstein Monster in Big Wind. The Osages say it better, big hat, no cattle. That's referring to the Osage Native Americans.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. The latter half of the 20th century, you find this in the Texas Connection, found in a Tennessee newspaper in July 1977. The quote being, this man pestered the hell out of me a while back, said he wanted to come to Chicago to meet me. That was 3 months ago, and I only saw him that one time. He's a Texan, that's all. Big hat and no cattle. So I think this is disparaging all Texans. In a similar vein, we go on to find, I found this from the dailymeal.com. It's an article entitled 10 Things Only People in Texas Say. They say this is a traditional Texas put-down. You can say all hat, no cattle, or big hat, no cattle. And it refers to someone who's all talk, no action, power of substance behind his words. Former Texas Governor Ann Richards famously used this phrase to describe President George W. Bush.
Okay, so there's two slight differences in definition. It's all talk, no action, and then being something that you're... pretending to be something that you're not.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
Or like having no power behind your words.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So that's where it comes from. And I found various cultural references. There's a 2013 album by Chris Shiflett and the Dead Peasants, which I just wanted to cite because he was the lead guitarist for the Foo Fighters. Did you know this?
No, also the Dead Peasants?
Mm-hmm. That was the name of his band. It's not pheasants. It's not the dead pheasants. Both are dark.
One's a little bit more dark. Can we just...
Yes, that's true. There was also a song by the Sweet Tea Trio, which was a pretty rousing country ballad. But what the most common one I found is from a song, and I am going to send you these lyrics right now, Mr. Divine.
Cool.
Because it's too good to pass up.
Oh, it's a lot.
I just actually wanted to make you say these things.
See that boy standing there by the dance floor? He's looking like a marble man. Starched shirt, starched jeans. Who starches their jeans? Big trophy buckle and an empty Copenhagen can. He's talking cowboy this and cowboy that. Well, I bet one thing's for sure. The only stampede that he's ever seen is the clearance at the Western store.
That was just so great. I had to make you read that part.
All hat and no cattle, that boy just ain't real. All boots and no saddle, don't know how to make a cowgirl feel. Think I'm going to tell him to pack up his act and go back to where he came from, because all hat, no cattle ain't going to get it done. There are no rhyming words in the last three lines of that.
It goes on to get dirtier, but I didn't want to shock our younger listeners. I was like, isn't country music supposed to be, you know, real pure? And I don't know. I mean, I don't know any country music, so apparently I've been proven wrong. It's by Trace Adkins.
I think country music can be whatever you want it to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, anything can be whatever we want it to be. I have an impression, as a person who doesn't listen to a lot of country music, that it's real, like, salt of the earth. But I guess that can be plenty dirty.
I think old country music is more of that.
Yeah.
Mariah Hagrid of it all.
I also, in phrases.org.uk, I just wanted to mention this because I found it super fun. They say that this is similar to the phrase, all mouth and no trousers, which is a British expression. And that means loud-mouthed and boastful, but lacking in substance. But it can you can also say to be all mouth and trousers, and that's to be loud, boastful, and forward in a sexually charged way. And I think we should all just endeavor to be a little bit more like that. All mouth and trousers.
Okay.
I didn't want to go too far into the British one, because that's a whole separate episode, but I thought it was fun that they have
weird. So all mouth, no trousers means the same thing that we talked about.
Yes.
All mouth trousers means that it's like forward.
Sexually forward, yes.
Okay, well, I was trying to not say the S word. For
God forbid. God forbid. So there we have it.
Cool.
Cute little fun Southern idiom.
All right. Well, I have an international idiom just
great
for you.
To our international listeners, we wanted to present you this all hat, no cattle, because all things Texan are trendy in Europe always. There's like Texas steakhouses over there, Texas taco bars. So now you can say all hat, no cattle and have a fun, salty little flavor to your language.
Huh. There was a Five Guys in Barcelona. It made me laugh.
Is that a burger place?
Yeah.
Did you go?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I just texted you something. Cool. And I'm going to need you to read it out loud to our listeners.
Great. I guess I made you read that thing about the Marlboro Man. Jits mal butter bei die Fisch.
One more time, I couldn't hear you.
Jetzt mal Butter bei die Fisch.
So this is a German idiom.
Okay.
I kind of chose it because I know how much you like butter.
I love butter.
Mm-hmm. Translated literally, whatever you just said in your best German.
I didn't know it was German. I can try to do it again in a German accent, but it won't.
I think it's great. Yeah. It means now butter for the fish. And that means to get to the point already.
Wow. That I don't understand how those things go together at all, but butter for the fish.
Now, butter for the fish.
I don't think that we should give fish butter, but now I want to.
I think it's like you're putting the butter on the cooked fish. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Now I'm sad. Yeah. Oh, well, I like it. Thanks for finding that one, Casey. Oh,
truly a pleasure.
All right. Well, if you have any idioms you would like for us to research, if you know an international idiom and you would like to give us a little audio for that, you can email us at thelanguagelie@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs at thelanguagelie on Instagram, Facebook, and now on YouTube with closed captioning for any listeners that need closed captioning to understand what the heck we're saying.
Many of you may. Yes. Go over there and subscribe to that channel. You can just search The Language Lie. You can also go to our Patreon, patreon.com/The Language Lie. Thanks for listening, guys.
Take care.
Bye.